If you are a veteran and have filed a VA disability claim, have been denied, have received a low rating, or you're unsure of how to get started, reach out to us. Go to DocOnTheRoad.com, linked in our show notes, and take advantage of a free VA claims discovery call. Learn what you've been missing so you can finally get the disability rating and compensation you deserve.
Hello, my brothers and sisters in the uniform. Yes, it's time for Doc on the Road. Now, I am coming to you from Destin, Florida. Now, Destin's actually a really unique type of situation. And the cool part about this is I get to spend Christmas and New Year's here. The really cool part about this is the sand. It's white. So I actually had a white Christmas. Now, I know a lot of you in lots of parts of the country are either think that's funny or don't think that's funny. And I can understand that. But coming from Virginia and being able to spend a holiday there was really cool and a little bit different. There's a lot of seafood. There's a lot of different things that are very, I don't know what you could call it, more beachy, definitely coast-like. And actually just walking on the beach in the month of January is a little bit different. But it was really cool, really relaxing. And I don't know about you guys, but when I get to a situation and I start relaxing, a lot of different things become a lot clearer. A lot of things become a little bit, I have a scale of when I'm thinking about things. Sometimes things are common sense. Sometimes things take a little bit more of thought and can come back to common sense. Or you just go ahead and get some very complex type of situations taken care of because you're relaxed. And that's what I saw there. And there's a number of situations that pop up when you're going for claims, going for different things, but especially dealing with the VA, being relaxed, in control, and being in a situation where you know that you're doing the right thing for you and never losing sight of that. Keep rolling into the right direction. Keep being positive. Keep going to what you deserve. And that's about the whole claims process in a nutshell right there, doing what you know you deserve and going after situations that really actually enhance your life, enhance different things that can come up in life. Yes, there's the compensation, but yes, there's also a lot of different situations with tax breaks and different things like that can really play a very big positive. Now, I see that there's a number of different things that are going on with the government right now. As we know, the interest rates are going up again. Lots of things are going up that kind of create a lot of stress. And if you've got all that going on along with going for your claim, you're going to overstress yourself. You're going to end up making big mistakes because you're more concentrated on something else. And again, like that, I've been talking about recently about those revenge claims. That will actually do a lot of that too. But now, if you're getting with a coach, and by the way, what I'd like to say is if you decide to come and join VA Claims Insider, make sure you're getting on the link that I have below, and that will actually get the process started to where you can get that phone call by somebody that can actually create a situation where you'll find out more stuff and find out things that will actually help you become a little bit more aware of what VA Claims Insider actually does, one, and two, get you lined up with a coach that can actually dig into what you've got going on and maybe come up with some better ideas for you and some easier trends or easier things that we notice because of trends, because of things that we notice that are coming down the pike. And then the best thing to do is go ahead and click on that link, go ahead and talk to somebody and go ahead and get yourself assigned a coach. Now, by doing that, you'll build up the strategy. And like recent weeks, you've heard about our method, the strategy, education, and medical evidence, our approach. And that really seems to really help out. Now, the cool part about that is you can actually work with somebody and build up a relationship of somebody that's probably been right through everything, done it for themselves or worked with a coach in the past. I myself actually worked with a coach when I first came to VA Claims Insider. And it's probably one of the best experiences I ever had because I had a really good coach that actually knew what the process was at that time. Now, since then, the process has changed some. because of some new trends and some new ideas that the VA's done, including making up situations to where it could be a little bit easier to understand what the VA's looking for. As the process has changed a little bit, the cool part is the coaches at VA Claims Insider stay upon all the trends and actually stay going forward. Usually whenever I hear something negative that's happened with a situation, usually it's the client that comes here thinking that they know it and really upset because they've had negative responses from the VA or negative responses from VSOs or anybody else, and it's shut them down a little bit. When you come here, you're going to be handed a situation to where you're getting with a coach, building a relationship, and actually working towards a common goal. And that is what really gets you excited and stuff like that. But again, just like my walk on the beach and my thought patterns while I'm walking on the beach, you got to become relaxed. You got to become a little bit more in tune with, say, the way the wind blows or see how the ocean is coming in on the coast there. And by doing that, it's the same thing with VA Claims Insider and the same thing with going for your claims. You've got to be a little bit more open, a little bit more relaxed and saying maybe there is a different situation because you've been beating your head against the wall for a long time, probably, just like I was back in the day. By just getting with a coach, it calmed me down and made me relax and actually look at my situation and look at everything that I knew I had condition-wise and everything I needed to build up evidence for or anything I needed to go ahead and do a little bit more to make sure that I had all the evidence that I'm going to need to move forward. And it went like a very easy process. Once I went ahead and did that, opened up to letting the coach tell me what the best plan was, looking at the trends, going to every single class that I could that was offered by VA Claims Insider so I could learn more, educating myself, making sure that I was using a plan and the process in a positive manner. Now, like I said, most of the mistakes I see with veterans are they don't do that. They come in here and they go ahead and start saying that they want to go this way and they want to go that way. And that's what got you in the position that you're in where you're all frustrated. So go ahead and lay back. I want you to get relaxed. I want you to go ahead and build that relationship with that coach. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't talk about what's going on. Of course you can. But there's things that are a little bit easier to go for, come claim-wise, and there's things that are really tough to get and maybe need to be connected to something else. Remember, this is all like a big puzzle, and this is what I say all the time. It's a big puzzle that needs to be put together, and it needs to be put together the right way. If it's put together the right way, then you're going to have missing pieces, or you're going to have situations where the puzzle pieces don't fit, and you just keep jamming them in. It's still not going to work out for you in the long run. You're going to have a puzzle that's all messed up. But if you're going about this with a plan and a way to execute it to where you made it easier on yourself and for those adjudicators and C&P practitioners to understand where you're coming from, it just really makes it a lot smoother and a lot better process for you. So I urge you, if you're coming here, make sure you're coming here and you say, hey, Doc Trimble has sent me. I want to learn more about the VA Claims Insider program. I want to learn more about this. Now, we make no qualms about this. We're not everybody's cup of tea. We're not. And nobody is. No situation dealing with VA claims is going to be the exact thing that you might need at that exact time. It might take a little bit of practice. It might take a little bit of knowing how everything breaks down. But one thing you will be done or will get done here is learning about the education part. And that's actually going to help you in the long run, no matter what. You're going to learn more about this. You're going to learn more about the process. And in turn, by doing it like that, you're going to learn more about yourself. And as you learn more about yourself, you're going to realize that there's some major whys why you're doing this, some major keys that actually need to be brought up in your own thought patterns each step of the way here. I'm doing it for this. I'm doing it so my buddy can actually see. I want to do this because it helps my family. It helps my kids. It helps my wife. it helps everybody get healthcare. And that's a major thing. Now, this is something that you have earned. You need to go ahead and grab it with both hands and go ahead and hold on tight, but it needs to be done in a way to where you're relaxed, you're doing the right thing, you're moving in the right direction, and you're listening to somebody that's been through this process. Now, the cool part about this too, when you get assigned a coach, that coach is going to be part of a team, and that team is going to be able to feed off of each other inside that team. And you're going to have a bunch of situations to where it becomes a lot smoother because not everybody's an expert in everything. Case in point, I'm a big psych guy, but that's because I spent 20 years in the field as a psychologist. But there could be a number of different things that I could be missing. As with the last particular one where I was talking to Donnie Witten and saying that he's the one that taught me about TBIs. And the reason that is because I went through a certain training that said everything is back to mental health. It's not. And I have to retrain my thinking on that. But that's because I have somebody I can feed off of, say a Donnie Witt, that can actually tell me, you need to think of it like this and look at how this breaks down for this particular client. It's made me a lot better at what I do and a lot better at explaining things. So in almost all of the conditions that we talk about or even try to help clients through, have the same type of feel or the same type of situation where we really have to know a lot about those conditions and a lot about everything that ties into a certain condition. That way, when you go and talk to that CMP practitioner, this is the way I need to talk about it. This is the way I need to go ahead and express it, especially because this is the way I feel about it. And it always comes out very organic, comes out very natural, and it just helps you as you're being coached to go in that direction. Make sure when you come here and you go ahead and sign up for that phone call, you say Doc Trimble sent you. And like I said, I'll have that link down here below, and that's going to help you get started. Whether you join my team, whether you join Stacy, Caleb's, Elizabeth or Donnie's team, it's still all the same team because I also pull stuff from Stacy. I also pull stuff from some of the coaches on Stacy's team. I also pull stuff from each one of the VCMs, and actually we all get together and talk about certain things. It actually helps with the trends. It also helps with the education part of it too, because something that you'll notice too, once you join, you'll see at least one of us there at the class. So we can actually go a little bit deeper if we need to explain something or just to clarify something. We have a number of people that actually help out with that. So this is definitely a process that needs to be done in the proper manner. It needs to be positive. It needs to be moving in the right direction. It needs to make sure you've got plenty of medical evidence. And you need to make sure that you're being open, honest, and able to work with a coach that's going to get you to the right position by just simply coaching you, by saying, hey, this is probably a better route. And again, being open actually helps with that. All right, love you guys. I'm going to be still here in Destin for a little bit, and then I'm going to Pensacola, Florida. And then at that point, I'm trying to decide, do I keep messing around in Florida? Or do I go to Texas? Now, I have to go to Texas for a little bit in February, no matter what, because I have a family thing there that I have to do. So I'm coming to Texas no matter what. But do I keep going and go to Arizona? Or do I go and New Mexico, that type of thing? Or do I come back to Florida? Matter of fact, if you want to, you can send me an email and a link below too and tell me what your thought is and tell me what you think. Maybe Florida is better because I wouldn't mind going to the Florida Keys. And like most of them, like we started this whole thing with moving around in the command center or the mobile command center is what I call it. Like I just talked about being here for the holidays. It was cool because it was a different thing. But going even further as the cold and the chill starts moving around the country, it'd be fun to actually be in a couple of places where I can actually still walk on the beach. Clear my head, make sure that I've got the right things coming to the surface, and making sure that I'm learning more about myself as I go along with this. Matter of fact, I'd hear soon with some of these, I'd like to go ahead and talk a lot more about the RV process and the RV type of situation, because maybe some of you have always wanted to do this. I know I'm enjoying learning about different states, learning about different things in the states, and also learning what I truly actually like. It's not like I'm in it, stuck in a situation to where that's just where I'm at and that's the way it's going to be. I actually get to learn more and more about different states and different cities and different attractions that the country offers me, because I really truly believe, because of what I did when I served in the military, I truly believe that I need to go around and see these different areas throughout the states. There's been talk about trying to go to Europe or something like that. Yeah, I'd like to see that one day, but I'm more interested in moving around the states and actually seeing what each state offers, and also finding maybe a new place to call home or a new place where I can hang my hat. This is actually going to help out a lot more with that, because I had that freedom because of me listening, me taking in what I needed to take in, and being able to get to the point where I became 100% permanent and total. And I think that's a great thing. It opens up a little bit more avenues for me and areas to where I can actually do this. Since I'm a little bit later in my years, I just turned 60 back in October, and it's fun that I'm doing it a little bit sooner than most people get to. I know this one kind of made me sound like I'm rambling a lot, but it does have a really good message to it, and hopefully that you guys go ahead and get on that link, tell them Doc sent you, sign up, get with a coach, and go ahead and start your process. So that way, maybe you can actually start doing that. If that's your goal, to visit all the different states and visit different places that you always wanted to see, it's an easier way to get there. I know that, because it helped me not only get into this RV, but get into this lifestyle. And I'm learning that becoming one that really, truly enjoys this and truly loves being around and meeting veterans, especially I've been doing these RV sites that are just veteran RV sites. Currently, I'm on an Army situation here in Destin. And it's great. And I even got to meet up with one of the clients and actually talk to him face to face. That's something that all of us in the virtual world wish we could actually have, but there's a way to get there. And I think I'm discovering it by doing this. So love you guys. You guys have a great one. And I will see you next week. This is Doc out.
The VA claims process is a pain. Many veterans struggle for years trying to increase their ratings or even getting rated at all. Most are not getting the compensation they deserve. Here at VA Claims Insider, we've supported and educated more than 25,000 veterans to win their claims and increase their rating. Now it's your turn. Schedule your free VA claim discovery call today by going to docontheroad.com, linked in our show notes. You'll learn what gaps you need to fill and how to increase your rating.